Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Zähneputzen am Morgen ist selbstverständlich. Warum nicht auch Sonnenschutz? 90% der Hautalterung entstehen durch Sonnenlicht. Das Beste, was du also für deine Haut tun kannst, täglicher UV-Schutz, auch an Tagen mit niedrigem UV-Index. Entdecke jetzt den Testsieger laut Stiftung Warentest. Die Eucerin Oil Control Gelcreme mit Lichtschutzfaktor 50+ macht täglichen Sonnenschutz ganz einfach. Sie ist ultraleicht, zieht schnell ein und mattiert langanhaltend. Mit dem Code SUN20 bekommst du jetzt 20% Rabatt auf alle Eucerin Sun Produkte bei shopapotheke.com. Nur bis zum 31. Juli.
Online bezahlen? Mit Apple Pay ist das ganz einfach. Wenn du auf den Apple Pay-Button tippst, kannst du deine Karten und Versanddetails direkt überprüfen. Du willst was ändern? Einfach antippen, um deine Angaben zu aktualisieren. Dann nur noch deinen Kauf mit Face ID autorisieren und in Sekunden abschließen. Mit Apple Pay wird Online-Shopping noch einfacher.
Do not fear the dark. Fear what darkness brings. It's October, 1935, in Arkham. The city fights to stay afloat against the rising tides of corruption, mobs, and an unnamed, unseen power which grows hungry beneath the crumbling foundation. Series 2 of Malevolent, Threshold, continues the story of private investigator Arthur Lester and the ancient King in Yellow, now known as John Doe, the entity sharing Arthur's mind and controlling his sight. Tasked with solving a brutal mob-related murder, noir meets Lovecraftian horror in this deeply human tale of darkness and redemption. Each thread pulled drags them deeper, where alien horrors and impossible truths wait just beyond the dark. If you're a fan of noir mystery, cosmic horror, unforgettable characters, and immersive sound design, now is the time to cross the threshold. Listen to Series 2 of Malevolent today, wherever you get your podcasts, or join the Patreon for access to weekly chapters and help choose how the story ends.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Zachary Pins, Adina Adriana Ciara, Griesley, Ash Sullivan, Jenna Nolt, Erica Kvistad, Brady Forsberg, Lorna M, Rose Marie Wong. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 131, Flesh.
Everyone else can carve up the archivist, but when he actually needs it...
What are you doing?
Melanie, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there.
What are you doing?
Would you believe I'm trying to save Daisy?
With more bullshit surgery.
Melanie, I'm so sorry.
Fuck off.
I was trying to save your life.
Yes, well, you did. I think. But I also, you know, see your face now when I wake up screaming. I feel you digging into my leg. Chalk it up as a win for Team Archive, I guess.
I wanted to ask you.
And if you had, we wouldn't be talking right now. I'd have said no, and I'd probably have hurt you. Basira was right. The only way to do it was to completely betray my trust and destroy any remaining sense of safety. So, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can stand to see either of us.
Who else is there? I mean, Basira is... She's been the only one for a long time, and yes, I sort of, maybe, hate her now. I don't know. I can't look at her without my leg hurting, but what else am I going to do? I don't want to be on my own, and I'm stuck here, so...
Basira said you were doing better.
Would you just stop?
No.
This isn't
right, no,
better!
Melanie,
dying,
just...
and I don't want to kill you. It's just different. Yes, it's sort of better, maybe, but I can't.
Melanie,
don't tell me to calm down. Don't you dare.
Right. Yes.
Basira deals in intel these days, in usable data, assets, not feelings, not people. Crying, shaking, nightmares, that is better. It doesn't feel like it, but as far as Basira sees it, I'm not compromised anymore, and that is better.
At least it's out. Maybe it's enough to start healing, start letting go of the anger.
Oh, just stop! Just stop and listen!
Okay.
Yes, the bullet was bad, right? But it didn't make me angry. Anger's been all I've had for a very long time. Years. Maybe since. Oh, I don't know, but everything I've done, everything I've pushed for, was because I was angry. Angry at being passed over, being disrespected, ignored. That sort of anger, it powers you. Right until it slips out and hurts someone. I hurt someone. And then one day, I suddenly have this thing that takes all that rage and it holds it. Tells me it's right, that it's me. It didn't stay in my leg because of some ghostly master plan. It stayed because I wanted it.
Shit.
Yes.
Melanie, I...
So, why are you trying to chop off your finger?
I need a... I've been thinking of it as an anchor, I think. No. Something I have a connection to that I can use to find my way out of the coffin when I reach Daisy. I figured the strongest anchor would be part of my own body.
Okay, so just cut it off.
I'm doing my best.
Can't go through with it.
Oh, the blade keeps going in and it hurts. Hurts plenty. But then it heals up. Pretty much the moment I take it out. No wound, no scar. Nothing.
I could try.
I don't think that would be a good idea right now.
Maybe not.
I mean, you'd think I'd have a better idea how to do it. All these statements and... You know who I need? I need the bone turner. Just reach in and grab a rib. Job done. What? Melanie?
Come with me.
I was down here just yesterday, and there wasn't...
Here.
Oh. This door, it shouldn't be here.
Yes.
I don't want to open it. I'm not going to.
She's been helping us.
It has never helped anyone. Not without a cost.
If I am an it, Arkvest, then what does that make you?
Hi, Helen.
I have been told that you can help.
I have been trying to, but the last time you were very rude.
And you're still wearing her face.
Not this again. I'm not wearing anything, Archivist. I am at least as much Helen Richardson as you are the Jonathan Sims that first joined this institute. Things change. People change. It happens.
We're not people, though, are we? Not anymore.
Names, categories. It's all so important to you, isn't it? You do know none of it's actually real. It's all just... meaningless boxes.
Is he still in there?
Oh, yes. He's not exactly something I can digest. He's a bit of an irritant, to be honest. If you're looking to let him out, I could be persuaded.
When did you say they attacked?
A couple of months ago.
And he's been in there ever since.
I helped clean up.
After I took care of things.
This time. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Basira said not to.
I see. Why didn't you kill him?
I stabbed him in 3 different hearts. Didn't work. If you want to go hunting for a 4th, knock yourself out.
I'm all right, I think.
So, what's the plan?
Right. I go in, I offer freedom if he helps, then I hope he doesn't kill me. If he tries anything...
I would suggest running. Try to find a door.
Naturally. Oh, pass the recorder?
Seriously? Fine.
Right. Hello? Hello? Jared Hotworth?
That's what it says on my license. Mind you, the picture's a bit out of date.
Yes.
I tried to kill you, and you throw me in here. And now what? You just walk in.
I didn't... That wasn't me.
Your people. Your gaff.
And you wanted to kill... me, specifically.
Still do.
Right, but you know if you do, you're never getting out of this place.
What do you want?
I want a favor.
For letting me out?
Yes.
Right.
Oh. Okay, do you need to know... what it is?
Not much you could want. Come to me. Put some in. Take some out. Which is it?
Take something out. A bone. A rib, probably. Something I won't miss.
Done. Come here.
How do I know you won't just reach in and kill me? What guarantees do I have?
Guarantees? None. But I want to leave more than I want to kill you. Not like it was my idea in the first place.
So, why did you and the others attack us?
I was asked. You want my statement? That's gonna cost you another rib.
I could just pull the information out of you.
You could try.
Okay. Fine. A rib for me, a rib for you, your freedom, and a statement.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Statement first.
Fine.
Statement of Jared Hopworth, the bone turner. Statement begins.
Where do you want me to start? Growing up? My folks. How about that growth spurt when I was 9? It left me taller than all the other kids. I hated them. The way they stared. But they were scared. And that felt good, even back then. Felt right. My dad was proud of it too. He was a short man, only watching me loom over people really made him happy. Mum just scowled, but then, she always did. I wrecked my school. I didn't have friends, but they left me one by one, until all I had were the dregs. The ones who stayed because they were too scared to leave. We were always either in trouble or looking for it. Those were bad times. I tried to look ahead, but I couldn't see anything. No future, no hope. Just bitter parents, whatever misery I could pass on to everyone else. God knows what would have happened if that little prick Sebastian hadn't given me that book. I didn't know what it was at first. Not really, but it talked to me about bones and flesh and muscle and blood, the bits of me I actually knew and liked. So I listened, and all I read, and all I learned, all I fumbled through the lessons the book wanted to teach me, and my first try was clumsy, stupid. Turns out Dad didn't like being told nearly as much as he thought he would. And Mum didn't like her new smile either. So I left. I wandered around for a bit. Worked a lot of jobs where it didn't matter what you look like. There's always a spot for someone who can get rid of people. You must have heard about me. I left plenty of people scared and crying. Itching to tell someone what happened to them. Some of them must have made it to you. There were others. Others of skin and hunger. They tried to talk to me about gods. They'd go on and on about remaking the world of a new day of blood and flesh. I told them to piss off. I like the world just as it is. I take what I want and I take myself more. And when people look at me, that fear, it feels amazing. Some of my mates, the ones I helped find their proper bodies, they listened and went to feed the hunger. Not me though. I never was that ambitious. The letter started coming in about 2 years ago. Good white paper, large print, nice and simple. Don't know who sent them, they were never signed, and I don't know how they kept finding me. There was never much in them, normally just a name and a place or a time. I ignored the first couple, but they kept coming and eventually I got curious. So, I followed the instructions in one of them. I found Regan Hasnain of 70 Claremont Gardens, and that got rid of most of my doubts. I don't blame people for thinking that all bones are the same. Most people don't have much experience, but it's not true. There are good bones, and there are bad bones, and Regan Hasnain had some very good bones in her. They were solid, healthy, and they jumped at my touch. I didn't doubt the letters again. They came pretty regular after that, and they always led to something good. Quality bones, a new mate or some unlucky fool who wouldn't look at me for the fear. It got so I trusted them, the letters I mean. So I didn't question. And there's a lot of stuff in this world I've never understood, and these were no different. Then I got one about your lot, your archives. Told me to go there and kill you. They even sent a picture. So I did. Well, I tried. Didn't know about those tunnels or whatever this place is, but the pipes. They were wide enough for me and a few mates to squeeze through, bit by bit, one bone at a time. When we came up through the floor, it was wonderful. I don't think I'll ever forget the look on their faces. It was like their world had gone with the floor. The weak one legged it, and I thought the skinny one did too. It was just the copper. He won't dress like one, but I know police when I smell it. They tried to run, but we were everywhere, and they couldn't stop us undoing them for parts. You weren't there, which was sad, but it made it easier. At least until the knife. I don't know what the skinny one did, what she was, but that knife hurt. She screamed and stabbed and cut through all the others, ruining their perfect bodies. Then she turned on me, reached out with some of my hands to get inside her and pull her apart, and she cut them off. I got scared. So I ran. I ran through the first door I found, and now I don't know where I am. I'm starting to think the letters were a trap. Was it you? Did you want me here? Because if so, well played. Mind you, a lot of trouble to go through just to lose a rib. Some maybe not. That's it then. Do you want to do this or what?
That's it. Hardly worth a rib. All right. All right. Is it going to hurt?
Dunno. Don't hurt me. That's yours. What's it for?
An anchor.
Right. Anyway, this one's for me. That's a weird one. Not sure I like it. Still, mine now.
I suppose it is.
You said I could leave.
Yes, just, if you start walking that way, I'm sure there'll be a door for you.
There'd better be.
Yes, I...
Still alive?
Seems to be, yes.
And he's certainly holding a bone, for some reason.
Said it was going to be an anchor.
Bodies are strange. Rather glad they're not my concern anymore.
Must be nice.
It really is.
Did you let that thing go?
He found a door.
Where did he come out?
The door may have been in a wall some distance above the river.
Nice.
Is it,
all done.
Right. Thank you. For your help.
You are very welcome. I have decided that I support what you're doing, and I'm happy to assist. I think we'll all be much happier this way.
Basira's not going to be happy that you let him out.
Basira isn't here. And if this works, I'll have Daisy waiting for her when she gets back, so I don't think she'll be thinking too much about Jarrett.
You're going now?
No. No, now I am going for a lie down. That was not what I expected.
Come on. You can use Basira's cot.
Good luck, Archivist. Be seeing you.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.